News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis. And on Tuesdays, we have been doing this fairly regularly, now on a once-a-week basis. It's time for our COVID-19 update, and we say good morning to Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer Julie Gibbs. Welcome back from spring break.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning.
Yeah, delighted to have you back here. And, you know, Alice brought us up to date on a lot of things. You released some new numbers last week when Alice was on. You released some new numbers. Unfortunately, we had another death due to COVID. But still, it seems like those numbers, at least for right now, post-spring break, are holding fairly steady at a much lower number.
Yes, I'm pleased to report that we've only had 17 new cases since last Wednesday's report, which puts Riley County at 6,288 total confirmed positives. Out of those, only 57 are active cases and 6,195 have recovered. Currently, Ascension Via Christi reports only one COVID positive patient in the hospital. We did unfortunately report one more death yesterday, so I'm always sad to have to report that, and that does put us at about 36 deaths now here in the county. But I'm very happy to report that our percent positive has stayed under 5% for almost 2 months now, and we've been pretty steady at 2% for the last 3 weeks.
I know that, you know, a lot of folks are returning from spring break. A lot of folks traveled. I've seen it all over social media. Are you concerned about things kind of ramping up after spring break?
Yeah, you know, this time last year, that was our biggest concern, was everyone coming in from all these different places from spring break. And we canceled school, of course, at this time last year. And so we didn't have to, you know, deal with the schools and transmission there. But now we're a little wiser now, and with more people being vaccinated, that is a little more promising. We just encourage people, you know, when you return from spring break, make sure that you monitor for symptoms and do all those things that we've been talking about all along. You know, wear your mask, make sure that you're distancing, wash your hands. That goes a long ways. So just continue to do those things when you return.
What do you hear from Kansas State University about potential concerns of K-State students coming back from spring break?
Well, you know, they didn't have a spring break necessarily for the students. I know some students may have traveled over the weekend. We had the parties in Aggieville around St. Patty's Day. So, of course, we're looking out for those numbers. We'll start to see a jump in cases potentially from St. Patty's Day either this week or maybe even at the beginning of next week. But hopefully we don't see that jump in cases. You know, we just continue to monitor that. And I know Lafine Health Center has been great with, we've been allocating doses to them every week, and they've been getting those into arms and still, you know, looking for more doses. So we're definitely working with them to give them what we can. We're trying to give them doses every week when we can so that they can make sure to get their staff and faculty vaccinated.
Bring us up to date on vaccines and that process. And, you know, here with, some potential for Kimball Avenue, or not potential, but Kimball Avenue, a portion of it going to be restricted to traffic beginning tomorrow morning. Will that cause any kind of interruption in your plans during the vaccination process there at Seco Park?
Yeah, we're hoping that doesn't cause much disruption. We've been able to kind of work around that and staying up to date on those changes. We have instructions with all of our notifications that go out to individuals when we invite them to our clinics. Of course, we have instructions to enter Robinson Avenue off of Reef so that they go through the swimming pool parking lot there and check in at the trailer and then come to Potter from there. So hopefully it doesn't disrupt it too much. We're still looking at 3 clinics this week starting today. So we'll run clinics today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We do have those invitations that have gone out. They went out last week to those individuals. And I am pleased to announce that we have our new scheduling software. So those individuals who have been invited to come this week should have received a notification, like I said, last week, directing them on how to schedule their appointment. So hopefully that scheduling system will really help to streamline things even more.
We're visiting with Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and the local health officer on KMAN this morning, bringing us up to date on a number of things COVID-related as we've been doing this on a weekly basis. Julie, let's look a little bit down the road here and what you anticipate and, you know, the things that you're going to be looking for when it comes to loosening some of the restrictions with local health orders.
Yeah, well, currently in our order, order number 20, we do have a mask mandate and still strongly recommending that social distancing. Hopefully, we only have to maybe do one more order or loosening things altogether. We're going to be discussing that soon about whether or not to extend that mask mandate. Our order right now, it goes until April 1st, so we do have some discussions in place as you know, the city has extended their mask mandate, looking at the county to potentially extend that mask mandate, and we'll of course be discussing that. But things that we look at, of course, the criteria that we discuss are, you know, percent positive, of course, in the area and in our region. So we look not only in our county, but what's going on in our region. So we do have biweekly meetings with individuals from Pottawatomie County and Geary County and Fort Riley, K-State. We want to know what's going on all over the region. We also look at the hospital situation, our healthcare situation, and so far all of those things have been very, you know, in a good place right now the last few months. And so that is the reason why we've been able to restrict loosen our restrictions in those orders so far. But yeah, those are things that we'll continue to monitor. And of course, our vaccination rate. We're predicting that we have about 15-16% of our population vaccinated right now. Of course, we have our numbers of what we are able to allocate to other places and what we're able to do in our clinics, but there are other pharmacies in the area that have been vaccinated as well. So we're working hard to try to get their numbers as far as how many individuals they've vaccinated. But so far, we're moving right along with our vaccination rates, and that's something that we have to consider too when we look at loosening some of our restrictions and our orders.
How do you keep track of all this? You got a spreadsheet? Is it in your head or is it on a computer or on your phone?
Well, I'm lucky to have a great staff who helped me with these numbers. And we're looking at numbers every day.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I just want to remind individuals that you can still get tested through Well Health, whether you're symptomatic or asymptomatic, you can get tested with them. They're in our, what was formerly known as our ACS, our alternate care site, located at 419 Holiday Drive. They'll be with us through May 21st. They have extended their contract, and they're administering free saliva-based tests. They're doing about 30 tests a day. You can schedule an appointment at their website, gogettested.com. Click on Kansas, and you can even schedule for that same day. So be sure to check them out if you're wanting to get tested, whether you're asymptomatic or symptomatic.
Okay. Julie, always a delight to have you on. Thank you for all you do. And I know it's not just you, but you got a terrific staff that is helping you in so many ways. And we'll, I guess, visit with Alice next week here on KMAD.
Kind of switch back and forth.
Is that the plan?
Yes. Yep. We're going back and forth.
How convenient.
It is. She's been a great help.
Absolutely. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, joining us here on KMAN this morning. Julie, have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
Now 7:11 at News Radio KMAN. Our forecast comes next.